Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. I'm the supervisor here. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Yes, you can. 08094.
Your first and last name?
Joseph Mason.
Thank you, one moment, okay?
Okay.
One moment, okay?
Oh, yeah, I said okay, no problem.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's
And for
not you,
security
man.
purpose.
It's not you. It's the whole amount of BS that I've gone through for the last 35 minutes or so because of honestly answering a survey. So I'm just trying to keep my patience, but I'm furious, man. So I'm trying to keep my cool.
All right. And I got you. Let me get this. Let me see what's going on with this account. Verify your address for me, please.
310 Oklahoma Avenue, Williamstown, New Jersey, 08094.
Thank you. I see here you have our Iron K smartwatch, mini pods.
Okay,
Your
it should
account's been
be
canceled and
canceled now,
refunded.
man. It should be canceled now, correct?
Yes, it has been canceled and refunded. How can I help you?
Well, she told me the money I saw because that was a Venmo debit card that it'll be refunded eventually. Ma'am, I need to voice my huge amount of dissatisfaction and anger because of the way this was handled. I am technology challenged. I get stuck in emails and you think you're doing something and you get caught up in all the BS I had to just go through for the last 40 minutes. I honestly tried to answer what I thought was a legitimate United States Postal Service survey. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I answered the survey, and all I saw, all I read, whether I was supposed to look around for the red tape or the little writing or whatever, was answer the survey, then get a smartwatch for free, just pay shipping and handling. And that's all I wanted to do. And once you say yes to that, then you can't go further unless you say yes to the earbuds. And then you can't go further unless you say yes to the warranty. Now I'm saying yes to this without realizing there was more to the deal than just the $5.95 for the shipping and handling and a free watch. The watch really wasn't free, and the earbuds really weren't $5.95 because you only get 2 weeks and then you got to pay for it. So the whole damn thing was misleading. Or I just am stupid. Call me stupid. You know what I mean? But I mean, originally I was trying to, and this is why I'm mad at the lady, and this is why I wanted the supervisor. The lady before you was very ignorant. I tried to settle this issue and get out of this whole issue, and all she tried to do was offer me better deals. I didn't even understand why she was offering me a deal because I didn't even understand there was added information besides just a watch. For $4.95. Oh, but you have 2 weeks to cancel or else full price. When I was talking to the lady, I had no idea what, I mean, I felt stupid because I couldn't read the red tape. I didn't look far enough, which was my fault to a point. But then I tried to get more information, and all she wanted to do was sell me more stuff or give me a discount. I'm saying to the lady, why are you offering me a 50% discount for? Are you saying give me a 50% discount from the $26 I just paid you for shipping and handling and the earbuds and the warranty? She was meaning a 50% discount on the whole damn big price, which I didn't even understand. Are you kind of with me right now?
Yes.
Okay. I thank you for listening. This was a whole setup as far as I'm concerned. And I told the lady before you, I'm going to tell you now, if I can't get through today, I'll get through tomorrow to the Postal Service or I'll march my butt down to the post office and yell and scream at them. I wasted, not only did I waste an hour of my time, My mental and emotional well-being have been taxed to the limit. My patience has been taxed to the limit. When my dog runs away and hides because he sees how frustrated and how infuriated I am, that's really sad. And I think that between the survey and your company, you prey upon people that don't understand. And I would have liked that watch for $5.95 shipping and handling because I took it at the word from what I read, even though I didn't find a fine print. That would have been nice, you know, a free watch for answering a survey. If I knew it was going to get me in to all the BS that came with it, I would have ignored the email like I will from now on. So all I'm saying is I wanted you to understand that the lady should not have started selling me more when I asked four or five or six times to be transferred to somebody. She obviously knew that I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well into the conversation. So obviously, I didn't understand because she caught me without understanding on three or four or five different points.
Mm-hmm.
If at any one of the times, she could have said, I will explain the whole thing to you. But that didn't happen either. So, let me ask you a question before I go on. What would have been the price of the watch altogether if I had went through with that?
All right, so I do see here now, once you place the order, it gives you an option to select no thanks at either the top or the bottom of the page. So, you know, sometimes when you order things, you know, it does recommend other, you know, products, but it also, you know, give you the option to, you know, to remove the extra that you don't want.
Okay, well, it's done now, man, because, you know, you said that the money's going to be issued back. It hasn't hit my Venmo account yet, but I did see. So you're saying that the whole order was canceled and I'm going to get my money back. Is that correct?
Yes, I see here that she did go ahead and cancel and refund it. She did refund it in full.
Okay. Then again, try and answer me this question because I'm glad I'm getting my money back. But whether it's you guys or the post office, besides answering the survey, which now I feel as though I was taken advantage of, because I didn't, now I feel as though I shouldn't have answered the survey honestly, because I gave it myself honestly. The way I'm looking at this now, either your company or the post office, and this is just my opinion, you may not agree, owes me something for reducing me to a mental midget over this for the last 45 minutes. And again, I wanted to explain my dissatisfaction with the lady before you and say, basically, what are you guys going to do for somebody that's naive and who you reduced to the babbling idiot that I am talking to you right now? Is there anybody going to do anything to make this right, or should I just be happy that I'm getting my money back?
And it's not even about you just getting money back. I do understand, you know, how you feel about the whole situation. You know, however, see, I'm not really familiar with the site when placing the order because it's not what we handle. You know, we only, you know, we assist once the account is created. But I'll go ahead and get someone to look into that, you know, for future references, you know, dealing with other customers.
Okay. Now, if you can, and I ask this once, and then I'm going to go. What is the price of the watch if I had ended up doing business with you guys?
The full price? Give me one moment. Give me one moment, please.
No problem.
Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Allow me one brief moment, okay? Yeah, I'll also be receiving a confirmation, let you know that everything was done today, okay?
What was that, ma'am?
You'll be receiving a confirmation, let you know that this refund was issued as well.
Well, I mean, two people have told me I'm going to get it, so I hope I am, and I understand that. See, ma'am, and I'll tell you what's funny. I asked you twice to tell me what the price of the watch was. You can't do
That's
it
what I'm
yet.
Doing, sir. I'm pulling
the,
it up. I was just informing you of the confirmation.
I get it. The
full
lady
price.
Before you was ready to give me 50% off the earbuds and the watch, but yet I can't even find out the price of the watch. And again, ma'am, please don't be mad at me for being so damn upset over this.
I'm
Go
not
ahead.
At all. So I see here, now with the 1 year warranty, it would have been $74.95. Just the smartwatch itself would have been $59.94.
Okay. It's just nice to know that because, you know, I have been kind of keeping my eye out for a good deal on a smartwatch. And, you know, the stimulus is going to be here one of these days. And that probably would have been a deal I would have done if it was just much easier to understand. So thank you for your time. I hope my money gets back into my Venmo account in 3 to 5 days, because that's what it said, or else I'll be calling back. Thank you very much.
All right, no problem. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.